What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura alongside Dustin Fox here on a Wednesday as the Browns return to practice and turn their attention to the Jacksonville Jaguars. But Dustin, I want to talk about what this defense did on Sunday in the 31-10 beatdown of the Steelers. This is their best performance of the year.
Yeah.
What were the keys that led to that rebound?
I think the special teams gaffe by Pittsburgh turned the momentum around in that game for whatever reason. I thought the defense stepped up. And offensively, they ran the football effectively. Brian Hoyer made some huge plays through the air. And once they got that, obviously, that botched snap by Pittsburgh, the momentum shifted to the Browns, and they took advantage of it. They didn't turn back. They obviously went full steam ahead and got it going.
Yeah, they did. Ran off 31 straight points. And you do that with great offense and great defense. On the defensive line, you went into the game without Phil Taylor, without Ataba Rubin, without Billy Wynn. You lose Armani Bryant down to 3 D linemen, 2 of whom were inactive the week before. And yet Desmond Bryant, John Hughes, Ismaili Kitchen stepped up. What does that say about this team?
I think it says they have some depth and guys, young, hungry guys on that defensive line who want to play. By the way, let's give some credit to Joe Haden. I thought he stepped up in this game. Didn't necessarily shut Antonio Brown down, but he made
a lot
the play.
Of meaningless catches.
But he made some plays when they had to be made. Buster Skrine again comes up with a big performance in Dante Whitner. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. We need to see some impact plays from him. I thought he stepped up in a big way.
Dante Whitner, huge stop in the hole of Le'Veon Bell down near the goal line. I thought set the tone for that game. And on this back end, they did a great job against the pass attack of Ben Roethlisberger. You referenced a lot of those guys. Kaywan Williams, another strong game. Hopefully we'll get an update on his condition today. What did you see from Justin Gilbert in his limited time out there?
Limited time. He didn't get beat, you know, which is probably good for a young corner to make it through a game clean and not have to go back to tape and watch yourself getting beat. That starts to build the confidence, which is obviously lacking right now, so hopefully that can build. And Jacksonville comes into this game this week, another game where Gilbert may be forced to play because of Kaywan.
Sure.
And the confidence hopefully is a higher level than it's been early in the season.
Yeah, you certainly would hope so. Now you're going against the Jacksonville Jaguar team, comes into the game last in the league in scoring, last in the league in offense. So this is a game where the defense should continue to perform very well as they have since the second half of Tennessee. But take me inside the mind of the locker room. How do you avoid a letdown like this in a game where you know you're superior to your opponent?
I just think the fact that the Browns aren't playing New England next week after Jacksonville, there's not going to be this look ahead to the next opponent. The next 3 games are all winnable football games. I think the Browns just have to take it one game at a time, which they have done. And we'll kind of find out how good they are, because good football teams beat bad football teams. Jacksonville's not very good. They're going to start a rookie quarterback. The defense should be chomping at the bit to go after Blake Bortles. And we'll find out how good this team really is.
Yeah, the Jags have also allowed the most sacks in the NFL. Great matchup for the defense. Hopefully they'll keep rolling. We're going to continue to break down this matchup here as the week progresses on ClevelandBrowns.com. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for joining us on Cleveland Browns Today.